Hello, you're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio. You can find it at ravepubs.com under the Rave Radio tab. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you from ISE 2019, and I'm joined by Bridget and Jason from Sharp. So, Bridget, Jason, appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today. Tell me a little bit about what you've got going on for ISE 2019.
Well, we've got a lot going on this year, actually. If anything, it's probably one of our most innovative years and probably the biggest refresh of the product range in certainly the 4 years I've been coming here now, which is really exciting. As real innovation with things like the Microsoft Windows collaboration display and Birgit. We have other things on the stand as well.
Yeah, this year we took a big step towards customer experience. So everything that's on the stand is an experience in itself, and that we made our overall theme, which starts with working together, which is one of our centerpieces, really, starting with the Windows collaboration display and the experience around that with the collaboration, but also the IoT sensors that are built in and are connecting to Microsoft's Azure platform, which is exciting in itself. But lots of new products also. We are launching 6 new 4K product lines all over the place, interactive, non-interactive, so it's all over the place, and they all great experiences on our stand.
Very nice.
Second generation 8K as yeah. well as with our 8K ecosystem with the yeah. 8K camcorder. So again, just pushing the bounds of the technology and showing more use cases.
Very good. So when it comes to these new displays, I noticed you mentioned the experience, and that's what it all comes down to, whether it's in the professional world or the consumer world. It's about that end user experience. Mm. So as an AV engineer, I really appreciate that, because it doesn't matter how good your product is and how well I install it, if they don't have a good experience, they're not going to want it. So I really appreciate hearing that. What prompted you to start going down this particular experience approach versus just a cool technology approach?
It is also a learning, actually, because I plan ISE already since a couple of years, and mm-hmm. coming from shows where we only were showing products, which is a little bit boring, to mm-hmm. be honest, we said we have to do something to excite people. We really have to bring something on the show where everybody's like, I love it. I want to try this. It's like an adventure to come to our stand. For example, one of our quite affordable products, new products, 4K products, is an 86 inch screen. It's there, but the exciting thing about it is you can experience it with a virtual reality experience where nice. You can design with the virtual reality glasses on your own room, and the crowd around you can see what you're doing with that, and people love it. They come and they go in the stand and they experience it.
It's not just a single user experience. It's a full crowd experience.
Yeah, you're sharing that also, yeah. what you're doing there in that virtual room on a large display. And it's really, really fascinating. And that's only one example. Also, AK, mm-hmm. I think we took it a step further mm-hmm. with all the content we are creating by ourselves. We're creating it with our own equipment, with our own camcorders, actually. So it's that. And then we are displaying it already on the second generation, an 80-inch screen. It just looks stunning. And it's real-life body painting we are recording sure. there, which goes yeah. then on the 8K screen. And it just looks amazing.
With very all nice. Colors. So there's a lot of products out in the world that you compete with. What is it that sets Sharp apart from anybody else that's making an 8K display or an interactive display?
I think, and we mentioned experience a few minutes ago as well, so I think it's building products that people really need and want to use, and not just the products, but the functionality of the products, the way the products work. We talk about our pen on paper experience with the interactive whiteboards, for example. And if we look at the work that we're doing with Microsoft and Foxconn on the Windows collaboration display, it's really about enhancing the user experience, but with the Sharp reputation for quality as well. I've had quite a few conversations mm-hmm. with people through the day yeah. about quality. Mm-hmm. And it's not just the quality of the product and how it's built, but it's the quality of the experience as well. And I think that really sets Sharp apart from a lot of other businesses in the marketplace.
Yeah, that's a good point. I just had that comment also 10 minutes ago when I was talking with a journalist and also a partner about our new signage range with In4K, the P&H M series, which has an integrated SoC, and this SoC and this player supports real 4K. And our partner there, Videro, they were quite excited about how fast it really is and how real 4K it really is, mm-hmm. because it's not what happens all the time, that what you say and what you claim is, is really happening.
You're also delivering on your promise.
And he was really like, oh, that's just amazing. Our and what we've done there, the content we created, it's proper, real fast running 4K. And that's the sharp quality we're talking
absolutely.
About.
Yeah.
And that's amazing, because I have seen that product only for the first time there. And sometimes I think, oh, they do too much about the quality. But in the end, it's right, because this is what the customers want from us and that what the customers want to experience from Sharp.
Very nice. I'm very excited to get down and check out your booth. One of the employees here, when they came in to offload some of their footage, just looked at me and said, that display is amazing. You need to get down there and check it out. So I'm pretty excited to get down there and check this out.
Yeah.
So for people that don't have the luxury of being here in Amsterdam with us to walk right up and touch it, see it, feel it, where could they go to just find out some information about the product?
So they can go online. So we have information on our website. So that's a natural place for people to go. Or they can contact the Sharp offices directly. Mm-hmm. And again, we work with many of the broadband distributors as well. For Pro AV, so again, that's a good place.
And we've got also a new website for the Windows collaboration display, where you can even register if you want to get more information about it. So it's just gone live last week, really, just before we were showing now the product for the first time.
Excellent. Well, Jason and Bridget, I really appreciate you taking the time to come over here and talk to me a little bit. I can't wait to get out there on the floor and check out some of your stuff. For anybody that enjoyed this podcast and wants to check out more of our full ISE coverage, you can visit our microsite at ravepubs.com/ISE 2019.